Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. How's it going with you?
Good.
Good.
Rip it up yesterday?
No, not really.
What?
Did you rip it up yesterday?
You know you did.
I thought you and Johnny got together and did some shows. And...
Oh, yes, we did. He gave me your surfboard.
Bird?
Surfboard.
Whatever.
Greening all night. Greening all
such
night.
Such a bummer, man. That thing became like, that's so dumb.
I know. I told him, I'm like, don't worry about it. We'll get it to him. Here's the thing. John and John are doing the movie review with Hooman this week.
Oh, snap.
So we'll bring the board to you. And then you don't, Thursday, does that work?
That's
or do
great
you
if you want to do that. I just feel bad because there he is right by my house. I had other stuff to do, but he's like, I'm going with my kid. The surf was 1 foot. It was like
perfect for his kid.
Well, and so he needed a bigger board, and I'm like, look, I'll just go get one and bring it to you. I got something you can use. And then the kid and him don't even end up surfing, and now
kid
the board's in...
clunks his head.
At his house, and it's this anchor he's carrying around trying to figure out how to get it to me, and I'm like, boy, good deeds.
Well, he was like,
what did
I'm
say
just
about
gonna,
those?
I'll just... They never go unpunished.
Yeah.
He was going to drive it in here and drop it off. I'm like, don't leave it here without Vinny being here. Like...
Yes. Oh, he was just gonna drop it off.
He was gonna drop it off at the front. Yeah,
oh,
security.
Already
I'm like, don't do that.
They don't like
I'm
that.
Like, do not worry.
People
I got
who don't
it.
Handle like, surfboards ruin them in the process of handling them.
They you want to call like John that. And give him some tips
well,
because
it's this thing. Well, John might be able to because he's walked with a ladder before, but it's the whole. There's a bunch of board behind you and a bunch of board
bang,
in front.
Bang, bang,
gong, gong, gong. And by the time you're done, the thing hasn't even hit the water yet, and it's ruined.
It's all dinged up.
So anyway, and it's not even a board I really ride. It's a longboard. I don't really ride those.
All right. Well, he's going to bring it
good.
On Thursday. I told Johnny.
That's great. Thank
just
you.
Put it down, and you're handing it off, and you don't have to think about it anymore.
Good. I'm happy to hear that that's out of his hair and... into yours.
Yes, it's in my hair now.
Again,
you know, it's not in my hair. It's just sitting on the side of my house, and it's ready to go on Thursday.
Punishment, whatever they say.
Right.
Yuck.
All the things.
I'm going to definitely leave my phone at home from now on.
Hey, 831, just a quick one here. 831, hey, radio family, my new wife and I are on a road trip and are listening on our way to Yellowstone. Can we get a shout out? Got married Sunday. Our names are Dustin and Savannah.
Dustin and Savannah.
Suckers. No,
oh, stop it.
Right.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Actually, you guys, bad news, Hooman.
Uh-oh. You set a date.
No. What?
Oh.
That's great
marriage.
News.
We're
all
talking about marriage.
No, we're talking about love. So this story says, why is falling in love good for blood pressure, pain relief, and even allergic reactions?
Oh, well, why?
I know.
All your endorphins are rushing around. And
everyone I know that has high blood pressure is married. But go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Do you know anyone with high blood pressure that's not married?
I don't know anyone who has high blood pressure.
You have high blood pressure.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
As
you
low
sleep
as it
with
could
that,
go.
That bit in your mouth so you wouldn't
a
grind
bit.
Your teeth to smithereens
that's not blood
overnight.
Pressure. That's stress.
Stress and blood pressure are related.
Yeah, what's your stress?
Well, you just never know what's going to happen when you come into this wonderful place for work. Everyone's
really?
Moods.
The job is what's stressing you out?
That's what's getting to you?
Well, it's one. Sure, it's one of the things, you know. Worry about my mom. Want to make sure she's okay. Stresses me out.
Yeah.
You know.
What else?
Doesn't worry you enough to let her move in with you. How about letting her move in?
Why don't you move in with her?
Yeah, she's got a couple house.
You move in with her.
But I don't want to commute. That's the thing. I like going 1.7 miles each way to work. That's right.
Boy.
You could hear Bryn from the other room.
That just bounced right off my armor. I don't even feel that.
Did it?
I didn't even feel that
you,
one.
You don't want to feel it. You don't want to feel it.
It's like every subsequent move, and he just gets further and further away. He used to live 3 miles from the station.
Oh, he did?
Oh, when we first started, he lived right out of Ocean Beach.
Yeah. You know what, though? In my own defense, OB was worse than Burlingame was.
Right.
Because driving through the street lights, I got, true. I didn't have to run the red lights, but you pull up to a light, you're all alone looking around going, oh, come on. And then you run the thing, and sure enough, somebody's sitting there.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Great.
You got me. You just say it's 4 in the morning, man. Mm-hmm. Let me go. Let me go.
Kind of city cop pulls that move?
I kind of need have a quota to fill.
Jeez.
Oh, there we go. Another red light runner.
Aren't there murders or something you have to take care of, sir?
Not right now.
Anyway, love is good for you. Forget the story.
Love is good for you, Hooman. Maybe you listen to how you derailed that whole thing. You made that awful.
Blood pressure comment. Well, listen, the blood pressure comment. I mean, really, how could marriage lower your blood pressure?
It doesn't.
Oh, no.
It doesn't. You know, the truth is, there I was last night practicing guitar for a minute. I'm like, I got my... And sure enough, I get the text from downstairs. You want to take Isla to ballet? I'm like, no.
She phrased that incorrectly.
No.
Please take Isla to ballet. Thank you so
much. Yeah, well, I wrote back.
Love you, and I'll give you a treat later.
Sure, what time?
That's
all. You have to write back, sure, what time?
Well, what am I going to write back? No. Just because I thought that doesn't mean I wrote that.
Good move, Vinny.
Jesus.
So what time did you go?
I was in ballet from, I had to pick her up. So 4 to 5:30.
Oh. Damn, that's a long class.
Well, it's not that long, but I had to go to the place where she was with friends, and then I had to change her into her ballet outfit, and then I had to get her to the class, and then the class is ridiculous.
How dumb is it?
It's so ridiculous. Kid ballet, the poor teacher, the whole thing.
It's like herding cats.
I hear my kid just having conversation. You should wear your black dress tomorrow so that we match. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't come here tomorrow. Why are you even... None of the stuff you're talking about makes any sense. And the poor teacher's like... Wiggle your legs out. And I'm just thinking, none of these kids are listening to her. None of them.
It's adorable, though.
You don't,
she's getting paid.
You don't shout at your kid and go, Isla, pay attention.
No, you know what?
Why?
Because the teacher's in charge, and I'm not going to jump in the middle of that crap humiliate her to try and act like some super parent. Mm-hmm. Let the teacher do her job. If I thought it was bad enough after class, I might have said something, but... That's the kind of crap where parents are like trying to be all.
Yeah, just let your kid go and have an experience with another adult.
Are there any super parents in there?
No.
No one's yelling at their kid to pay attention?
There's worse is the parents that's like, yeah, take a break. Come on, sit down. You can't. No breaks. Get back in there.
Paying for this class.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Is there a flask being passed around? Not to you, Vinny. To the other parents.
The secret flask. Yeah.
Clearly, I've got alcoholic written all over me. They're not letting me in on the flask that's going around.
Is there that parent that's taken 100 pictures on their phone?
No, you know what? It's really not. Luckily, they have it built up so there's like a barrier that keep parents on the other side of this wall.
Is it like a window?
No, you can see over this. It's like you can see over the top of the barrier, right? Yeah. But it's clear. They've made it clear. Like, stay the heck back in the chair, the waiting room. And that's...
When I used to watch his show, Dance Moms, the parents would be fighting and... They'd go, the kids, it was awful. Oh. So I'm glad you're not experiencing any
Goodness
of that.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, the parents would be fighting, then they'd go up to the instructor, Abby Miller, and then the kids would be involved. The kids would start fighting with the other kids, and the mom, it was just a whole thing.
Were they all like higher level dance kids, though?
They did perform in dance troupes. They'd go around the state.
Okay, so how old are these
kids?
The
one girl that came out of it is Maddie Ziegler,
Sia's muse.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
gig, yeah.
She actually got a gig.
Bounce up.
Hard to get a gig as a dancer.
Right.
You know, yeah. There's not that many of them.
So I don't know if Isla's going to perform to that level.
I don't think she's going to. She doesn't see. She likes the socialization of it all. Mm-hmm. But I don't. She's not really focused.
You know, though, if she sticks with it, Pat and Marianne's two daughters, they danced their whole lives. And it seemed like the same thing, the herding cats at the beginning. But then they started to really get into it. And they've got. They actually have moves. And they, you know, now they're young adults and.
She's been given choices, and I think she's going to leave the ballet, actually. So she's starting.
She's leaving the ballet.
She's starting swim because she likes to swim more. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Well,
I just
great.
Know this, that
she'll find her things.
Love is good for blood pressure, pain relief, and allergic reactions.
Allergic reactions.
Who, man?
Well, I just want to say this. I know this one guy who moved in with a chick. And was allergic to her cat.
Oh.
Oh, and then what happened?
Is it a pretty nice cat, though? I mean, like...
Well, I don't know. The guy didn't really
like
the cat.
Cat have some problems, or...
So he threw that cat in the garage.
Oh,
but,
no!
Oh, goodness.
That is not what happened, you jerk!
Oh, no!
You're a jerk.
Let's ask the cat.
Armor.
We should ask the cat if that's the truth.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened, garage cat?
Well... It's pretty accurate. That guy nailed it.
That guy's pretty smart.
People are allergic to me. Mm. And if you're not allergic to me when you meet me,
you're going
to eventually be allergic to me.
Did Peter Brady just walk in?
Yeah. I'm cracking. My voice is cracking. Yeah.
So yesterday, Bryn comes to my house, and Johnny Mosley comes over to do his podcast, which hasn't even aired yet. We're still going through channels to get this thing happen. We have like 5 episodes of it, and at some point
are they fun?
It will air. Yeah, they are fun. He's great. He's so easy, you know. You just put a mic in front of him, and no one else has to talk.
Off. Yeah, does. Exactly. He doesn't give room for anyone else to talk.
No, it's good. It's actually we've talked about that too. I'm like, listen, you. He goes, I know. I need to make room.
Well, he's so spastic.
He is.
He's a spaz.
Well, I feel like though, if we do this for a while, then he'll have to calm down. You know, it becomes less, you know, over the top exciting. But so we're sitting in the back. We have this room. It's attached to the back of our house, but it's not connected to the house. And it's connected to the house, but you can't like enter it from the house. So it's sort of an outdoor fireplace in there, and you've seen that. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we've got this thing set up. And so it's Monday. So Mike Gardner shows up in the middle of it.
Oh no!
So we're sitting there, and we're you know in the middle of a good show, and all of a sudden I hear. I'm like, oh no, my gardener's gonna. So he.
Oh no!
He mows the lawn, and then he's kind of gone for a while. And Johnny's like, oh, good thing that guy. I go, well, the deck hasn't been blown off yet.
He's
so
gone
that's...
while we're on a break. We're like, we stopped the podcast for a minute, and like, no more
and then,
sound now.
And all of a sudden, he starts up, you know, the gas powered blower or whatever he's got going on, and that happens. And we're all just sort of looking out the window at that happening. And then, okay, so Ignacio takes off, and it's all done. And then all of a sudden, my son, who never gets up before 1 p.m. on his own, apparently they had rehearsal at my house. Yesterday was Veterans Day, so all the kids were off.
Right.
And
so
they had rehearsal at the house yesterday. So he goes in and just he doesn't know that we're in the room attached to the outside of the room he's in, and he just starts,
doing a podcast.
He starts wailing on the guitar. He's playing, what was he playing, like some old Cream song or something?
Yes.
He's playing exactly.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And we all just
and
sort
he's
of stop
good, right?
And look, he is good. And we stop and kind of look at each other. I'm like, do we just keep going or, you know?
What'd you do?
And Brynn's like, you can barely hear that.
Yeah,
it's
fine. It was more pleasant than the lawnmower.
It certainly was. It was more pleasant than the lawnmower.
That boy sleeps till 1 o'clock.
Dude, he'll sleep all day. I'm telling you. He's a 17-year-old. He does not care.
Well, they need a lot of sleep, those teens.
Do they need that much, though?
They do. You did.
That's true. I did sleep. I used to sleep until like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Get up, go to
so
the party.
So he's up all night?
Probably.
Is he up in the morning when you get up?
Oh, no. Oh, you mean, well, probably. He doesn't like come out and say hi or anything, and I don't go in there, but I'm
it's
sure that's happened.
Oh, but you don't hear him?
No, I don't hear him. My suspicion is that he's asleep by four.
Yeah.
All right. But he is, he has to get up today to go to school. He's got school all the rest of the week. I know.
Boo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, real quickly, everyone, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I posted a picture of you, Zet, with Ella in honor of Human Animal Relationship Awareness Week.
I couldn't hear you. The crowd went too wild.
I know, right?
For you, human.
I'm sorry. Did you say you posted a picture of Yuzette and Ella?
That's correct.
For Human Animal Relationship Week?
Human Animal Relationship Awareness Week.
Oh, I see.
That's this week.
Be aware, people have relationships with their animals.
Correct.
Yes,
is it a cute picture?
It really is. Oh, it's just beautiful.
I'll take a look at that.
Ella.
Ella.
A, under my umbrella.
Ella. 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 A. Little dog name of Ella. 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 A. Dog name Ella. Ella.
I watched the very tail end of my ears.
The 49er game?
No. The very end of A Dog's Purpose. The other morning. It's like 2 in the morning and I wake up. I'm like, what's on? And so it was so sad. I cried. It's beautiful and sad.
So you watched only the end of it?
Yeah. Well, I've seen it before, but I watched the... Yeah. Well, it's all sad, but the end, I was just like...
A Dog's Purpose is to make you cry?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I heard. Is that the one that got all kinds of crap when it was released? They were saying that they were making a dog.
The way they treated the dogs or
someone released a video from making of the...
There was a really frightened
looking... It was a scene, it was a water scene they were trying to shoot, and the animal didn't want to go back in.
Mm. So then what happened?
And then they continued. And
I don't remember how that went, but it was obvious the animal didn't want to do the scene. Apparently. I wasn't there, and I haven't even watched the video because I can't stomach any of that stuff.
Right.
So
no,
I'm only going by what
animals.
I heard.
So. Anyway, nice movie. So what about the 49er game? You watch it, Vin?
I did watch a bunch of it. And
did you go to bed and they were still 10 points ahead?
I did.
And then what happened?
Well, I don't know if we were ahead. I think we were tied, actually, at that point.
We were ahead, and then they tied it up at 20, and I was like, oh, no.
It was I went to bed and tied at 20s with like 10 minutes left in the game. And I was,
what
just,
was the final?
23? What was it, 20?
7-23.
I'll have it for the first report.
But. Yeah, Eli Manning, he really just dominated towards the end. He made it happen when the time was really needed.
The poor Niners.
It's okay. They played all right. They played good.
They played
it was a
well,
good game.
Yeah, it was actually a really fun
That's
game.
What you want to see is them be in the game. And they were going for it. It was good. Want to see them win.
Yeah.
But they were in it.
Have they won 2 this year or just 1?
That's what the report of this morning said. Both teams have won 2 games this year.
Oh. Great. That's good.
I did see a couple of the players on the side huffing some oxygen, though.
Oh, really?
You know, every now and then.
Did you notice, was it smoky or anything?
Only when they panned out and showed the long shot of the crowds and stuff. Then you could see all, like, you know, the smog.
It was pretty thick yesterday. Were the commentators talking about it?
Mentioned? Yes, they were talking about it, and they were, you know.
That you could smell it and stuff?
I heard a commentator make a comment, though, that was like... the coaches say there's no problem on the, you know, coaches. They're like, they seem to act like nothing's wrong ever.
Get out there and play.
I don't care if you have broken limbs. The coaches don't seem to think the air quality is a problem at all. Okay. So the score was 27-23.
Right.
So there's that.
There we go.
You know, we have a game. Speaking of football real fast, there's a game coming up. The Chiefs and the Rams are both 9-1 or 8-1. They're both really good this year, and they're playing each other this week. I think it might be Monday Night Football, but that game is in Mexico City.
Mm.
Like, you know how they've been trying to spread the game?
Yes.
So here's maybe what looks to be like a Super Bowl-level game, and it's not even going to be in one of their own stadiums.
Mm.
I think that's a shame. It's great that they're trying to put the sport out there, but for... the home team, either one of those home teams, to not get to see their team playing that well against another team that's that good.
Do they draw crowds when they play another country?
I think they do. But, you know, I mean, and this one's going to be huge because it's... But Mexico City, the other thing I heard about it is it's 2,000 feet higher elevation than the Denver Stadium, which is known to...
I didn't know that.
Which
Holy
is known
cow.
To cause issues mm-hmm. for people because of the elevation and how it winds you faster. So,
wow.
I don't know. It's kind of a bummer.
That game's coming up on Monday.
It's next Monday,
Monday. All right.
That's a big one.
Boy, that's going to be, that'll be 2,000 feet higher.
Higher than Denver, which is known to have.
So it's at like 7,000 feet?
I don't know.
Because isn't Mile High Stadium 5,280 feet?
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, that's a mile.
A mile.
What?
Look at Joe.
Look at you go.
Well, if it's so, if it's 2,000 feet higher than that, I mean, that's like the peaks in Tahoe are all, you know.
When we were kids, my dad took us to Mexico City and we climbed the pyramids and it was pretty amazing. Oh. There's so much going on there in Mexico City.
I've seen some shots of Mexico City where I'm like, holy crap, does that ever end? Like, it's so enormous.
Yeah, it's big.
Enormous. Damn. Are you looking at some, what are you looking at there?
It's at the altitude of 7,200 feet above sea level.
Damn.
So.
So they're going to have oxygen on the sidelines for that game too. For sure. Damn.
I don't know what their air quality is there, but it's probably not great either.
I've heard that when kids draw pictures, you know how when we're kids and we draw a picture, your teacher says, hey, draw a picture, and we draw like a blue sky and a sun. They always, they like, where's the gray crayon? Where's the
From Mexico City?
Where's the brown crayon?
Wow.
I don't know if maybe they've changed, you know, cleaned up the air there or something, but that's, you know, they say the air quality is not great.
Different standards in different places.
Yeah. Right. All right, everybody.
Crunch.
Well, KLRC.
Love.
It cures.
It's good for blood pressure, pain relief, and allergic reactions. Who, man?
Thank
you. Who, man? The game is over, but you get to play longer. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Back in just a second.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.